your house is not a home. You need someone. If it feels like it's unfair and there's no one else to share those lonely days and nights when things just don't turn out right. Oh, you need someone to care and someone just to be there. If it feels
Mighty God.
God gave the gift to us.
Mighty Lord.
For God so loved the world.
Gave his only begotten Son.
Gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever
believeth in him.
Believeth in him. Should not perish.
But have life everlasting.
Everlasting.
Amen.
And God sent not that Son into the world to condemn the world.
But that
world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Take Jesus. Right now.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's your duty. He has been given to you, full of grace.
Amen.
Praise God. Without further delay, I give the young man, praise God. I've known for a long while. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Even before the daughter was a little, not like this, praise God. That's what tell all how far I'm coming from. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Saints in Christ, Deacon Joe. To the congregation, Deacon Joe, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I give you Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
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 And you'll never thirst no more. Oh, praise God. What a fitting song this afternoon. So I'm going to let the Spirit of God take control and lead the service. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God will never leave you empty, my sister. Praise
God.
And you speak the word at the right time. Because my message is that God will never leave you empty. In spite of what you are going through. In spite of what your circumstances may be, God will not see you empty. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He will provide.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We had our scripture reading from the book of Psalm 126. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I want to let us know this afternoon, God cannot fill you when you are full of yourself.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
When you are full of yourself, God will never fool you. Praise God. Amen. You must leave yourself empty.
Yes, sir.
So God will fill your emptiness. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. God will fill your emptiness when you leave yourself empty. But if you are full of yourself, there is no more room for God to fill you up. Oh, praise God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Also Job 8 and verse 21 says, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. We were never created, praise God, to live in depress, my sister. We were never created to live in depress. We were never created to be guilty. Praise God. We were not created to condemn ourselves. We were not created to be ashamed of ourselves or unworthy of ourselves. We are created to be victorious. Praise God. We are created to be victorious. Amen. We are created to worship God. Because we are designed to worship God. Amen. We are designed to praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That is what we are created for. Amen. But we must leave ourselves
empty
before God. Amen. So it would fill us up with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding. He could fill us with information. Oh, praise God. We need information from Almighty God. Amen. When we leave ourselves empty, the Holy Spirit will come in and fill our heart. Praise God. He said he will fill us with laughter. Amen. He will fill us with rejoicing. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That is the God that we serve. Psalm 81 verse 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Sometimes we come to the house of God, and we don't want to praise God. Amen.
I look at Pastor this afternoon praising God. Amen. And dancing and shaking himself. Sometimes you feel the spirit is moving. Amen. I remember yesterday on the job, about 2-3 o'clock, I begin to rejoice and praise God. My poor father was mad. But I tell him, I haven't drink anything. I don't feel the Holy Spirit is speaking. Oh, praise God. And I begin to praise God. Amen. And do you know, one other brother start to praise God. Amen. And we begin to pray God on the scaffold. Holy Ghost feel. What about time? Oh, praise God. Amen. Sometimes when the Spirit come in, brother, you got to praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is sin that keeps our trouble long, brethren. Amen. Sin is what keeps our trouble long. Amen. And our salvation slow. Amen. Because the children of Israel could have gone through the mission in 40 days. But because of sin, because of disobedience, amen, the journey was prolonged. Amen. Praise God. So it is sin that caused the journey to be long. Amen. But if you allow God to come in and suck with you, amen, praise God, he will fill you, brethren. Amen. Upon the same confidence of faith and obedience of our forefathers. Amen. The Bible says in John 6:45, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Praise God. And Psalm 26 verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly removed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So God is our defense, brethren. God is our refuge. Amen. When we keep ourselves empty before him, he will fill us. Praise God. Amen. So the Egyptians, God gave them a mission.
Amen.
Amen. But they prolonged the mission because of sin. Praise God. And the salvation became slower.
Amen.
Because when the time they had to reach the promise, amen, it took them for something years. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because of sin. Glory to God.
Amen.
So when we allow sin to come in, amen, our journey is lengthened.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Amen. He promises.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We that are believers must remember that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. Those that who reject him as the Lord and Master. Amen. He also will reject them as king. Amen. Because he's coming to reign as king. Amen. And if you rejected him as savior of the world, he will likewise reject you as king when he's king. Praise God. Because you will not enter into that promised land. So you must receive him now. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We must devote our life to honor God in the service of the saints.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we come to church and we say stand, we sit. We say sit, we stand. We do the opposite of standing. We do the opposite of sitting. Amen. But in the company of the saints, we must learn to praise God. We must learn to worship God and give him glory. Amen. Glory to God. So we must learn, brethren. Amen. Here on earth, if we allow the condition to suck us in, we're in great trouble.
Yes.
Great trouble.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So upon your testimony, my sister.
Oh yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It will be tough.
Amen.
Especially in this country.
Hallelujah.
When you're all alone. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to encourage you, and there is nowhere else to turn to. Look to Jesus. Amen. Look to Jesus. For he is the offer and the finisher of your faith and my faith and our faith. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
So we must be saints now.
Yes.
if we want to be saints in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Psalm 42 verse 1. As the hot pontiff,
my God,
over the water brooks,
yes,
so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Oh, hallelujah. The patriarch is saying to us, amen, praise God. Just as they look for that old city, amen, we too must look, praise God. So our desire,
amen,
we desire a better country.
Yes,
that is a heavenly one.
Yes,
therefore, God is not ashamed to call the God.
Amen.
And likewise, he will not be ashamed to call us his children. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For he has prepared for them a city.
Oh, yes.
Hebrew 11 verse 16.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh,
so the patriarchs of all look for the city.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I told you I saw the city coming down from God.
Yes.
Out of heaven prepared.
Yes.
As a bride adorned for a husband.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
Praise
so
God.
God is coming with a city.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Abraham looked for the city.
Yes.
And Moses thought they had the city. And Elijah worked for the city.
Yes.
Amen. But they could not receive the city as yet. Because they without us cannot be perfect.
Amen.
Amen. So we all receive the city at the same time.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
David is saying to us this afternoon. Imagine her there. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
That's been running for his life. And
yes,
those of us that watch Discovery Channel,
mm-hmm,
we saw when those there are running from the lions. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And when they reached that water brook, oh, hallelujah,
he's
so pumped for water.
Water.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So David is saying, as the heart panteth after the waters,
so
panteth my soul after thee, O God. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So David panteth after God.
My
amen.
God.
In the same way, brethren, was constantly running for his life.
Amen.
From King Saul.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Saul pursued him.
Yes.
To kill him.
Yes.
But David panteth for God.
Amen.
To bring deliverance.
Oh, yes.
Amen. But there is more than that. David also longed for God.
Hallelujah.
Are we longing for God today?
Yes, amen.
Are we surrendering to God today?
Yes.
Are we allowing God to take control of our life today?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But remember one thing, you must be empty.
Yes.
Amen.
Empty.
We must be empty.
Amen.
So we could feel our emptiness.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must abide. Amen. Longing for God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Do we search and longing for his return?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible tells us they spat upon him.
Amen.
They placed a crown of thorns upon his head.
Yes,
they
did.
Amen. They beat him. Praise God.
Yes,
they gave him vinegar and gall to drink for water.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Should we miss such great salvation?
Amen.
Praise God. Psalm 119 verse 20. My soul breaketh for the longing, that it have unto thy judgment at all times. Praise God. The psalmist was concerned with the Lord's law. Are we concerned with the laws of God today? We must ask ourselves those questions.
Amen.
He understood them to be the reflection of the holy character of God. Do we believe that today?
Yes.
We want to blend in to the Babylonish garments.
Amen.
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 Everything work out good to them that love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor said we want to blend in this morning with the Babylonian garments.
Amen.
Amen. But David realized, amen, that the judgment of God, we must look for it.
Amen.
Because they are true.
Yes.
They are faithful.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
And he said at all times.
Oh,
not
yes.
Sometime.
Oh,
we put on the cloak of salvation.
Oh,
and suck them and put on the Babylonian garment,
hallelujah,
we'll have to take it back.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The man of God, Reverend Aker, you got to take it back.
Yes.
Yes. We got to give them the Babylonian garment.
Yes.
And hold to the cloak of salvation.
My God.
Praise God.
Amen.
At all times. Praise God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We need to have standard.
Hallelujah.
As a child of God.
God.
Amen.
And our standard must be of holiness and righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
There's no two ways about it.
One way.
Amen. One way.
Amen.
Bible told us, choose who you want to serve this day.
Yes.
So there's no two ways about it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Keeping God's law should be something we long for.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Not that we will be saved by the law.
No.
Amen.
Oh.
Praise God.
Oh, yes.
But we will bring in our heart newness of life.
Life.
Amen. Yeah. It will give us desire to live of obedience to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is what it will do for us.
Yes.
But salvation is by grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The grace of God. Amen. John 14:26 says,
yes,
but the Comforter,
yes,
which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise God. Amen. He will bring it unto you. Amen. But if you're already full of yourself, there is no more room to receive the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55 verse 1. Oh, praise God. That is to get your attention.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah wanted to get the attention of the children of Israel. That's why he paused when he said, oh, everyone that thirsteth,
yes, sir,
come ye to the waters.
Oh.
And he that have no money, come ye and buy and eat ye. Come. Buy wine and milk without money, without price.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
What a promise.
Hallelujah.
You don't need money to buy.
Amen.
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 Just allow yourself to be open.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Empty before God.
Yes.
And God will supply all your needs.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you read this verse, there's a similar verse. Amen.
Mighty God.
Jesus' statement about the living water, my sister quoted in a song.
Mighty
everyone
God.
Who drink of this water will be thirsting again.
My God.
Praise God.
Yes,
but whosoever drink of the water that I will give him will never be thirst again.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, yes.
The water that I will give him will become in us. Spring of water, welling up to everlasting life. John 4:13-14. Amen. We all will get thirsty. Praise God. We all will get thirsty at one time. Amen. But when we receive the living water from the Son of God, amen, we have eternal life. Praise God. And the spring shall never run dry. Amen. Hallelujah. 107. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, for he satisfied the longing soul, and the hungry soul he filled with good things. Amen. He satisfied the longing soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we long in for the things of God, when we allow God to take root and control of our life, amen, day in and day out, sometimes I stay up so late and I still have to go to work. Amen. I remember Sister Billy, even this Thursday, when we hang up, she said, I know you're tired, you have to go to bed. Amen. But I tell you, Sister Billy, I went to bed all midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because when I left the prayer, I still have to do some work.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But in the morning when I get up for work,
ready.
I'm fresh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus.
You know, God works in mysterious ways.
Hallelujah.
It was Monday, it was very cold, right?
Yes.
I didn't work. When I get home, I try to do some work. Go through the Bible, do some scriptures, do some stuff. But for whatever reason, I could not, because that's the time probably my body was tired.
Amen.
Asking for the rest.
Yes.
So I closed the book and I went for rest. But before I rest, I said, let me pray.
Hallelujah.
And brethren, that is how God works.
Yes.
When you feel you're tired,
yes,
that you're going to do one thing,
hallelujah,
amen, he's leading you to do something else.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, I prayed for all my brethren.
Hallelujah.
Because that was the moment God wanted me to pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And I went for the rest. And do you know, I got up at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
I put my phone to alarm for at least 2 o'clock. But I did not save the time. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So I went until it was time to wake up.
Yes.
Praise God. Because God knows if I did set it for the time I put it, it would be too soon to wake up. Because my body needed the rest.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. So we must be longing.
Amen.
Amen for God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise
because
the Lord.
He is our defense.
Yes.
He is our provider.
Yes.
He is the one that sees us through the ups and downs.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes. You know, being in this country, my sister could encourage you, is not easy.
No.
Amen. Because when I came here in 91, I was by my brother. And you know, they heathens, so to speak, amen. They don't believe in the God of Israel. They don't believe in Jacob. Amen. And one Sabbath said, you must go to work, man. It was what, 91, 20 years old? So way back then. Amen.
Amen.
So out of everything, you're at the man's house. Amen. And your older brother said, well, let us go to work, man. So that Sabbath morning, I said, you know what? I'm going to work, man. I went to work. But after Friday week, I found out where is the church. Amen.
Amen.
And I got the address from Mount Zion, Church of God 70.
Amen.
And the father said, my brother, I'm going to Mount Zion, Church of God 70. Amen.
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 Praise God.
And from then, I have never stepped my foot in the job.
Amen.
On Sabbath.
Amen.
Because I got the address from Mount Zion, Church of God 70.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when we allow the Spirit of God to lead us,
amen,
the devil will put snares and thorns and traps in our way.
Amen.
But we need to ask God for direction.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 19:41 says, I open my mouth and panteth, for I long for thy commandments. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Here again we realize the psalmist is quoting, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Most of his psalmist is quoting that how we love God.
Love.
Amen.
Amen.
How he's longing for God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So he opened his mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments.
Hallelujah.
Recognize the holiness of God. Amen.
Amen.
He's longing for his commandments.
Amen.
Praise,
yes,
God.
That's what the psalmist also says. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul first step for thee. Amen.
Amen.
My flesh longeth for thee.
Amen.
In a dry and a thirsty land where no water is.
Amen.
So the psalmist is saying, in spite of where there is no water, my soul longeth after the commandments of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is why we must have it written in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Because when we're in the desert, in the dry place, we will not have the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It must be written in our hearts.
Amen.
So the psalmist long for it everywhere.
Yes.
Praise God. Psalm 63 and verse 1. Praise God.
Amen.
How long? How long for God? Amen. He said he fainteth. Amen. I'm saying, I almost fainted. Amen. And being in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Amen. Makes him long even more for God.
Yes.
And for the living water, which bringeth eternal life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we must push, amen, just as the woman.
Yes.
Just as the woman pushed away through the crowd to touch the hem of Christ's garment.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There were many obstacles there.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because to burst through a crowd of people,
yes,
it's not easy.
God.
And the Bible said she make a way.
And
to touch the hem of Christ's garment. And Christ said, I spell virtue with the mouth of me.
Yes.
Praise God. And the Bible said, the apostles wondered, the master, no one touched you. Amen.
Amen.
But he said, somebody touch me.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because virtue came out of me. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible said the woman was made whole.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we must long for God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are carrying some heavy burdens. We are carrying some heavy load.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But let me tell you this afternoon.
Jesus.
Those that seem too heavy for us.
Hallelujah.
Allow God to carry them for you.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Allow God to carry them for you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He said, come to me. All these that are labor that are heavy laden.
And I
will give you rest.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Mark 11:28.
Amen.
Come unto me. All ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Jesus knows the burden. We cannot, amen, carry them by ourselves. Amen. That's why it tells us we must leave some room.
Amen.
When we come before God, we must be empty. We must open our heart and let him in. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Because there is no burden that he cannot bear.
No.
No load that he cannot carry.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So the invitation is for everyone and any one of us today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is laboring under a heavy toll.
Yes.
Or seeking to find rest for our soul.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So when we are laboring, let us labor in righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
All who are trying to carry their own load, brethren, I want to encourage us today. This is too heavy.
Amen.
Sin is too heavy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We need to lay the side.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And let Jesus carry them. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He is our sovereign master.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is omnipotent.
Mm.
Yes.
God will not fail you.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
He will not fail any one of us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We need to let Jesus carry our load.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He will, brethren.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Psalm 84,
Lord.
Verse 2.
My
soul longeth. Yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord.
Amen.
My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Praise God. David is saying again to us, as we read the Psalms, we see there's a pattern in his writings.
Hallelujah.
Because he's always longing for the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That is why God looked at David and said, David, you are a man after my own heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In spite of we read this morning in the lesson,
yes,
David took Uriah's wife and sent Uriah in the battlefield to die.
Yes.
But Almighty God looked at David's heart and said, David, you are a man after my own heart.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because God knows the man.
Yes.
He knows the man is a humble man.
Amen.
He knows the man don't exalt himself.
Amen.
He knows the man like to humble himself.
Yes.
And if we like to humble ourselves as David and like to ask God for forgiveness,
yes,
amen, God will say the same thing.
Amen.
My sister, my brother, you are a person after my own heart.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
So the man was always constant longing.
Amen.
For God and for his courts.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Meaning the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
He's always longing for the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, eyes have unseen. Amen. Nor ears have heard. Nor have it entered into the hearts of man. What God went to prepare for us. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be also.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Do we first for hunger?
Yes.
For God?
Amen.
You have a longing for the things of God?
Yes.
For his appearance?
Hallelujah.
Well, I want to tell us, every saint should have the same hunger.
Yes.
Just as David.
Amen.
We cannot serve God and mammon.
No.
We must have the same longing, just as the man of God.
Amen.
Because the same scripture, amen.
Amen.
And the same New Testament,
hallelujah,
amen. The apostles, the prophet, is the same word. Nothing has changed.
No. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
So we must serve God the same way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The heathen has changed.
Hallelujah.
Because the devil must put in many devices to fool God's people.
Yes.
But God's people must not change.
No.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So we must hunger first for God.
Amen.
Amen. So David had a deep sense of longing for God.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
We cannot enter God's rest without we worship God. There is no two ways about it.
No.
We cannot steal the Babylonian garment. Or we cannot steal the Babylonian garment and think that we can enter God's kingdom.
No. Amen.
And because of what Achan did, some men lost their life.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this afternoon, Paul is saying to us,
Jesus,
in 2 Timothy 4 verse 8,
mm,
henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of
righteousness
which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
Amen.
And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance.
Amen.
So if Paul is saying that it is not for him only, for all that love his appearance. Amen. So the everything remains the same. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
So we must serve him in spirit
and in truth.
And in truth.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise him.
Bless your
amen.
Name.
Amen.
And Paul wrote, amen, those words before he was beheaded.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. He said, I press towards the mark of my heart calling Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so we must press today.
Press up.
Amen. He's like a weightlifter.
Hallelujah.
When he begins to press.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he's looking for something.
Amen.
He wants to see his body in shape.
Yes.
And he keeps pressing.
Hallelujah.
And he bench press. Amen.
Amen.
Until his muscles begin to enlarge.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
So Paul said we must press towards our high calling.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We must not give up until we receive the promise.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
But Paul knew his righteousness was not from himself.
My God.
Amen.
Some of us believe our righteousness is from ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But Paul knew,
yes,
that his righteousness was not coming from himself,
no,
but the very righteousness of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
Mm.
For he have made him to be sin for us.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Who knew no sin,
no sin,
that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Mm.
Amen. So Paul also encouraged Timothy.
Hallelujah.
And he also encouraged us today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That there will also be the reward of the righteous,
mm,
that Jesus will hand out for all who have repented and trusted in him.
Praise
the Lord. Jesus
praise
himself
Lord
said that at his appearance, at his appearance, amen.
Amen.
Say, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34. So that was Jesus
speaking.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. So Paul knew that his righteousness is coming from Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we all know the life of Paul before, when he was Saul. Some of us were just like Paul. Some of us were backbiters. Some of us were murderers. Some of us were liars. But Jesus paid it all. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus paid it all. So there is hope. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 22 verse 17. As we close.
Mighty God.
And the Spirit.
And the bride.
And the bride say, come.
Let him.
And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise God.
Amen.
So John, through Jesus Christ,
hallelujah,
is sending an invitation to us.
Yes.
Praise God. See the Spirit and the Bride.
Come.
See, Jesus is telling
us. Hallelujah.
Come.
Come.
Amen. And let him that hear it, tell him come.
Come.
Amen. And let him that is the first,
come. My God.
You realize Paul did not leave anyone out?
Hallelujah.
Open invitation.
Open invitation.
Yes, sir.
Everyone. Amen. Let him take the water of life freely.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to pay for that.
No. Free.
It's already paid for.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen. Can you imagine? You went out with your friends and you're expecting to pay the bill. And they said it's already paid.
Yes.
How you feel blessed?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Feel good.
This is the same way Christ is saying it's already paid.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's already paid.
Yes.
Just fall in line.
Amen.
Amen. Do you also long for God's appearance? It's a question we need to ask ourselves.
Yes.
Yes.
Many of us, we are waiting. But sometimes we fall. Because we allow the enemy to come in.
Yes.
Because the Bible says he'll come and sow bad seed. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes we give in.
Yes.
But for those of us who are still holding on,
hallelujah,
let us keep on holding on.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Some of us, those that reject him, he's still calling.
Come.
He said, come.
Amen.
Amen. Because the price is already paid.
Yes.
Amen. You look at the thief on the cross. He told the thief, yes, you will be with me.
Jesus.
Because the thief came.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, Master, will you have mercy on me?
Mercy, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, yes, I will.
Hallelujah.
Because he already paid the price.
Yes.
Amen. It's free.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
so John is warning us.
Yes.
He said, he cometh with clouds.
Yeah.
And every eye shall see him.
Yeah.
And they also which pierce him. Yeah. And all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him.
Yeah.
Even so. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 1:7. Amen. Praise the Lord. They mourn because in their heart they knew God exists, but they suppose that the kingdom, and so they are without excuse.
Oh, yes.
If you continue reading Romans 1:18-20, you'll get the full picture there.
Amen.
In other words, the people of the world, amen, they knew that he exists, but because the pleasure of the world is so sweet, amen, they continue in their folly.
Hallelujah.
That is what Romans is saying to us.
Oh, yes.
They knew that he exists. They know our God exists.
Yes.
But the pleasure of the world,
yes,
have
Hallelujah.
Them tied up and wrapped up. They cannot move.
Praise God.
But thank God for us.
Amen.
That received the call.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we came out of Babylon.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For all those who refuse to bow their knees, Paul writes again. But after the hardness, an impatient heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath,
yes,
and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Romans chapter 2 and verse 5.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
So Paul is warning and Paul is writing to us today. Amen.
Amen.
He say, but after thy hardness and impatient heart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we must not be hard on ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We must let go.
Yes.
And let Jesus in.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes things are not going the way that we want it to go.
Let go.
But let go.
Yes.
And let him.
Yes.
Sometimes we desire good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For somebody. But it's not happening.
Mm.
You got to let go and let Jesus in.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage us this afternoon.
Jesus.
Don't press your way seeking a friend.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't press your way expecting Deacon Dixon to be my friend.
No.
And when he's not becoming your friend, you get upset.
Amen.
And you have God to give you a friend.
Come on.
Praise God.
Let go.
Yes.
And let him in.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Many times, brethren, the little things is among us. Amen. It's the same little things that become sin.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Right.
Same little things. So we have to understand this afternoon.
Amen.
That God is no respect of person.
Hallelujah.
So I want to encourage us, beloved, this afternoon. Praise God.
Praise God.
To remember our emptiness can only be filled,
Amen,
by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So leave room,
yes,
in our heart,
Hallelujah,
to receive him. May God bless us.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise be to God.
Every
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Jesus used some comforting words.
Yes.
To his apostle John.
Yes.
He said, if you say you love me and keep not my commandment, you are a liar.
Yeah.
And the truth is not in you. Praise God.
Praise
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.